I'm joined on the phone today by Mick Broderick, who is calling from a very far away exotic place called Columbus, Ohio. Mick, how are you?
Good, and yourself, Cindy? I'm actually calling from Dublin, Ohio, believe it or not.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I always think of Dublin and Columbus being the same thing, but they're not, are they?
Oh, if you come down here and say that to the locals, they'll have your head on a plate.
I bet they will. Mick is one of the great players of the group Slide, and they've performed in the Dayton area and the Columbus area many times. A lot of our listeners know you. It's really good to talk to you. You're going to be doing something special for the Dublin Irish Festival this summer.
That's right, Cindy. We are, I suppose, we're launching our new CD. And as it happened, a lot of the support for the CD came from the Ohio area.
For the Kickstarter?
The Kickstarter, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the funding came from between Ohio and Michigan. That's where our fans are most of the time, you know. So it's great to be coming to Dublin and playing here again, you know, and it's my local festival at this point. So it's always a bit of it's great when the band come over to play at it. Otherwise, you're kind of floating around the festival and, yeah, you're enjoying it, but you like to get stuck into the music as well, you know.
Aren't you also going to be at the Dayton Irish Festival?
Dayton Irish, yeah. Myself and lead singer in the band, Dave Curley, are teaming up with Martin DeCogan from County Cork.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Martin lives up in Minnesota. So the three of us are going to lash out some songs and tunes. We're doing a couple of gigs, and we're doing a bit of music for the Kayleys as well throughout the weekend. So it should be fun.
Are you going to put a name to that trio? Something about we all live in the U.S. now or something like that?
You know, I think Martin called it the lads next door or something like this. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, why not? You all live over here. Dave lives. Where does Dave live?
Dave is in State College, Pennsylvania.
I thought it was Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, he's up there in the forest somewhere.
But why shouldn't you all get together? That's a really great idea. I think that's going to be brilliant.
Yeah. No, we're looking forward to it. And the Dayton Festival has been very good to us over the years. Bill Russell, the organizer there, was the one that put the few bob down on the table that justified Slide's first tour in the U.S. So we're always glad to go back and play for Bill and the people in Dayton. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes it just takes that one little bit of support. And I'm glad that the folks down here were that for you. That's great.
Because
you guys are just terrific when you play. You're just amazingly stunning on stage, all four of you. So, okay, you and Dave live over here.
Yeah.
And so Eamon and Dara still live in Ireland, right?
That's right. Still live in Ireland. And there is a fifth member, and that is Aegon, concertina player. Though you'll be forgiven, for forgetting Aegon, as he does. He tends to have a replacement when it comes to U.S. tours. Two wives and a kid. I mean, two kids and a wife. And you know, he's working away in Ireland, so he gets over sometimes. In actual fact, he will be here for Dublin.
Oh, great!
And Muskegon later, the Michigan Irish Festival in September. But ordinarily, he tends not to be able to make the U.S. tours, so we just get a fill-in for Aegon usually, you know.
Accordion player du jour, huh?
That's right.
Well, it'll be good to see him, that's for sure. How difficult is it for you guys to, probably better now than ever in the history of the world, to talk to each other and work out material when you're not really close together?
Yeah, it has its challenges. And for the most part, you know, the lads, the three Irish-based guys, were recording in Dublin, Ireland. I was recording, not Dublin, Ohio, but just down the road in Columbus. Dave came down from State College to record with me. But, it's different because, you know, you don't have the luxury of bouncing certain chords off each other or certain rhythms and certain hits here and there. So you really... It takes a lot of effort to get the arrangements to where you're happy with them. And so really, you know, God bless GarageBand, because we use it all the time. We throw down our ideas, send it over and back, and get your yay or nay from your fellow bandmates before going into the studio. Even then, when you get into the studio, of course, things are under the microscope, and you know it throws up different shades and different colours that are still have to pass the test. You know, so just because you do it in the studio, then you may have to go in and redo. Whereas if there's somebody in the studio with you to tell you there and then that yay or nay, or do this different or that different, you know, so that kind of thing, it just kind of throws up an extra challenge. But at this point, we have recorded everything, and we're into the mixing process, and we're happy with it. So, you know, it's the first time doing it, and were we to do it again, we would, I think we'd probably start a little bit ahead of time, you know, a little bit more ahead of time. There was a touch of panic in there, Cindy, you know, to get everything, a bit of a rush at the end, but, you know, that's the nature of deadlines, isn't it?
Yeah. When you record normally, when you were all in Ireland, did you add tracks separately, or did you all play together to do most of the tracks?
Normally, what happens is fiddle concertina will go down together. Egon and Dara, you know, will play the tune, let's say, and then the backing goes down, you know, instrument by instrument after that. So if it's a keyboard based tune, then the keyboard will go down first, and I'll throw down on keyboards, and Dave, if it's guitar based, Dave will throw down first, bouzouki based, I'll go down first, and then whatever else on top of that, you know. So it kind of depends then, once the lead instruments are down, what's the main instrument after that. Then with the songs, of course, you know, Dave will go in with the guitar and his voice and lash the songs out, and then it's a case of what goes down after that. You know, the live thing is kind of, it's hard to get, you know, in the olden days, geez, I don't know how they did it. They were fantastic stuff to be able to go into a studio and five guys or girls sitting in a room to throw it down together. Of course, in those days, it was reels and reels of tape, you know, and it was a case of sifting through it, a very laborious task, whereas now everything is digital and you can recall things, you know, at the click of a switch. So it's very different. But you know, I think normally bands throw down separate, you know, give or take. I mean, a couple of instruments might go down together, but
yeah,
it's kind of separate tracking, really, is the way things have gone, you know.
So the new job, when you all get over here and get ready to play the festival, is let's all play this together.
Well, you know, we've a bit of rehearsal time booked in beforehand, and we'll use every minute, because we've been there and done that, Cindy. I'll never forget a gig we did in Dublin, and we just recorded another CD, Harmonic Motion, and you know, we all listened back and said, "That's grand, that's great stuff. Let's gig it." And in we went, and up on stage, and it was, oh jeez, lads, we don't actually know this stuff. You know, we made that mistake, and I'll never forget that gig. And sure, look, that's part of the learning process. And, yeah, I went home that night. I wasn't a happy man, you know. The playing wasn't great, and sure, I didn't know where I was. And so, yeah, no, there'll be a couple of days rehearsal ahead before Dublin, and we'll get things right. We're ready. We're ready to go. We're ready to go up then, you know.
Because sometimes it is the decision, whether you put your music down and then gig with it, or whether you gig with this material a lot and then put it down. But then by the time you put it down, you've already maybe grown tired of it a little wee bit, and then you've got to play it longer because it just ended up on the album. So
can be, yeah. And at least this time around, that's very true. This time around, say it's 50. I'd say half of the tracks we had gigged. And the thing about, of course, those tracks went down really easy because everything was in place and agreed upon. The tracks that required the greatest amount of work are the ones that we hadn't gigged before and had to arrange while being in different continents, you know. So, yeah, but at least, as you say, the interest and excitement is there in playing those sets, because some of them you have played a fair bit already. So it's good to have the mix as well, because then, you know, when it comes to gig time, you're on your toes. If you need a couple of sets to keep you on your toes, couple of sets you're not terribly familiar with, and then you can kind of relax then with the ones that you know pretty well.
Yeah,
you know,
that adds the spice, I'm sure.
I think so. We'll take it. We'll put it this way. We'll take it easy on the a few drinks before the gigs this time around, you know, because we don't know the stuff well enough to be able to have a few drinks beforehand. And we'll either be drowning our sorrows or celebrating afterwards, though.
I think you'll probably be celebrating for sure. But it'll be great to have you all in the same room, I'm sure.
Yeah, we haven't. When's the last time we were all in the same room? Jeez, I'd say it was, trying to think now, would have been last summer, whatever our last gig, maybe Muskegon Irish Music Festival last September, believe it or not.
So I know Dave is busy. He plays in some other bands as well while he's over here.
That's right,
and
yeah.
He has some spare time when Slide isn't over here touring.
That's right.
What are you doing?
What am I doing? Well, believe it or not, I'm an elementary school teacher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fifth grade.
That's brilliant.
It is. It's great. And, you know, it's the same life that I had in Ireland where I was teaching throughout the year. And then, you know, during the summer, I'd go off playing music. And then, you know, music began to take over a little bit. And for about 6 to 8 years, it was mostly music. You know, I spent 1 year, and I'd say 8 months of the year, I was in hotel rooms, you know, when we were, and that's, we were gigging in the States and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're just really doing the States and the odd gig here and there in Ireland. So we're not as much in Europe as we used to. But the teaching does lend itself really well. You know, you work hard during the year, you get all your stuff done, and then come the summer, you're going around from festival to festival. So it's a great combination, yeah.
That's the way it is with many teachers. They have their school life, and then they have their life in the summertime.
That's right. That's right, yeah. And, you know, it is a kind of great occupation to allow you to pursue a hobby, you know. Of course, you know, you do have that much free time, so you need to fill it in with stuff. You know, it just so happens, for me anyway, it's an easy one to fill in. I've hardly had a break since the start of June, honestly.
Well, that's good.
I spent 3 weeks in the studio, and we're getting ready now for Dayton and Dublin. And I'm at the minute, I'm putting addresses on envelopes for CDs and T-shirts, and I'm organising all that here stateside. I'm the one that's going to do that. So there's hardly a moment's break. Hardly a moment's break, yeah.
Before you were talking about your local festival there in Columbus, where's your local?
Local pub?
Do you have a local that you go to?
Yeah, there's one I like, the Dublin Tavern there. I like, you know, it's just up the road. And nice place to go in for a pint of Guinness, you know. I like Fado in Easton as well, I have to say. But Fado in Easton is a bit of a trek across from where I am. So, the Dublin Tavern is a good one. Yeah.
Well, I knew an Irishman in Columbus had to have a local there somewhere.
That's right, yeah. You can't walk to it, though, like you would in Ireland, you know. So you can't stumble home with a few on you, you know. You have to keep the car between the ditches, you know.
Oh, I bet so. Or take the bike or something.
Well, that's it, yeah. But,
well, so let's talk again. Let's talk just a wee bit more about the new album from Slide that's going to be premiered at Dublin.
It is indeed, yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And so what's the name of it?
Mendicity.
But
you didn't expect me to say that, did you?
No, I didn't.
Mendicity, yeah, which is, now let me get this right. Mendicity is the way, I suppose, it's a word that describes the way in which certain people find patronage with other people that are going to support something they do. So, for example, down through the years, you would have had musicians, poets, whoever, who would have found patronage through people with means, let's say, to support their lifestyles. So it's also, mendicity is also a form of beggary, however. But I prefer to dwell on the other side of it. And the thing about it is, because we had the whole CD funded through Kickstarter, and because the people who like the band and like our music decided to fund it, basically, it says a lot about how much they like the music and how much they wanted a new CD and how much they wanted to support the band. So I suppose in that sense, we thought mendicity was a good word. As well as that, we do kind of keep an eye out for what may or may not work when it comes to searches online.
Ah.
So, for example, we were thinking the other top contender was River Run. Now, River Run is also the name of one of the kingdoms in Game of Thrones at the minute. It's also some kind of a recreational boating organization in Ireland, and among countless other things. Whereas if you put in a search for mendicity, you will find very little. You know, that's the way things have gone, and that did dictate things to a certain extent. But it was by popular vote that mendicity ended up as the title for the album. We were also going to call it Dublin to Dublin, because, you know, Dublin, Ireland to Dublin, Ohio. But anyhow, I think we've decided to just call one of the tracks on the album Dublin to Dublin.
Okay, that's interesting. You guys are very thoughtful.
Yeah,
taking in the search engine into the title of the album. That's very interesting.
Yeah. Trying to tick all boxes, and yeah. You see, it's all kind of, that's the way things are now, Cindy. You know, you have to be thinking along those lines a little bit, anyhow.
Marketing.
yeah. Unfortunately. Well, you can do all that. You see, once you make the music first, and then you can decide how to market it. You know.
Yeah.
But you don't worry too much about that end of things until you get the music right. So you kind of concentrate on one thing at a time. You know.
Well, I think when you talk about that album on stage, and mm-hmm. when you explain what you just explained to us, mm-hmm. That's going to make people feel really good about, because that's sort of what public radio is about. I mean, that is exactly what public radio is about.
We only
exist by the fact that people are supporting us. So,
that's right.
It's really the same thing. So we feel you.
Yeah. And it's a great way. You know, it's a fantastic way of getting music out there, because the way record companies are now, you know, there's no room. Unless you're selling by the tens of thousands, they're not interested in you. You know, which means if you have carved out a bit of a niche or niche, as you say over here, then you know you can find it difficult to get your music out there. So you need to explore alternative ways. And really the purest way of it all is having your supporters fund it. You know, there is really no better way. It's just the concept is it just means bands like us can continue to get our music out there, you know. Yeah, it's the way to go.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Yeah. Well, Mick, I want to thank you for talking to me today.
You're very welcome.
It's been really fun. So we're getting ready for let's do it again. You and Dave Curley and Martin de Cogan, all three of you, will be performing at the Dayton Irish Festival, sponsored by United Irish of Dayton. And then you're also going to be performing at the Dublin Irish Festival the next weekend. So it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be great to see you guys again.
Yeah. And I'd throw in there as well, myself and Dave are going to do a duo gig on the Saturday night of Dublin Irish. So there's Slider playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Myself and Dave then will just play a duo gig on the Saturday night. It'll probably be kind of later in the evening. Bit of a lonely time, so if you can come out and support that, we'd really appreciate it.
Oh, that's great. Well, Mick Broderick, it's been a pleasure. Can't wait to see you guys. And I'll go back and put some more addresses on some CDs, okay?
I'm looking at a big stack of envelopes, right, at my doorstep.
Okay. You take care. See you soon.
Take it easy. See ya. Bye.
Bye.